Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Benisa Griffin. She's the CEO of Moments of Focus, and we're going to talk about branding and all about you and your branding. Benisa, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
So branding is literally one of those things that everyone knows about, but very few people know how to do it well. And I would want to learn about how, when you talk about discover the brand of you, first of all, I always love the origin story. When did you first realize that you yourself was a brand, Benisa?
Oh my goodness. Probably in my days that I was working in television and working with clients, helping them to figure out who they were, helped me to really fine tune who I was through that process, because what I was doing was not who I actually became and not who I actually was. Even though it had somewhat to do with who I am today, it wasn't really my brand stamp was not on the work that I was doing. So probably about maybe about 15 years ago.
Let's talk about that. When you talk about who you are now, let's say, and how you decided to create this brand for yourself. So you break it down, like what your qualities that you are and how what you represent and how your brand you feel represents you or discover.
Well, actually, you know, when you're looking at your brand, oftentimes people say, well, you know, how do I develop a brand? You know, I should just go work here. I don't really know what my brand is. We start really looking at who they are, what they want to do. When I'm working with professional athletes, oftentimes they don't know what their brand is, but they know what they like. So, or they know what their issues may be. So you may have somebody that's 6'9" who can't find a pair of shorts and is really like, this really frustrates me. I want to solve this particular problem. And I really love design. You know, and so we look at that and figure out who they actually are and who they can be in that particular space. So let's talk about networking in that space. Let's talk about what you think those shorts should look like. Do you want to extend this into an actual enterprise? So we look at every bit and piece of who you are, throw it on the wall, every bit and piece of who you've ever said you would be, throw it on the wall, and then figure out who you actually want to be today. And then we expand. So we go deep and then we go wide. Then we expand on your business and figure out how we can create a business based on who you actually are, what you want to do. And that's why I always call it professional therapy, because it's really fine tuning who you are and then going wide and figuring out how you can create a business or an enterprise based on what you want to do.
Yeah. And I noticed, Benisa, that you've worked with a lot of different people, whether Fortune 500 companies, both small, larger business owners. And since you have a television background, do you feel that really allowed you? Because the television and film, they do such a great job of having a very clear message. Do you feel that what you learned there really allowed you to not just create your own brand, but to also now help your clients?
Absolutely, because a lot of, you know, developing a brand stamp or a brand statement, it's like a commercial. Oftentimes you hear people say you have to create your elevator pitch, but you don't really see people in the elevator. You see people whenever you see them, and you have to create your 30-second soundbite. So when we're looking at commercials or even looking at news spots, it's 30 seconds. Who you are, what you're about, what you're looking, you know, how you're looking to move forward, the product of who you are. You've got to be able to be concise in that messaging. So that totally helped me with working with my clients. And the work that I do with Fortune, you know, 100, 500 companies is helping them to create better professional partnerships with their executives. So you don't just work for the company, you work with the company, how you partner those brands together as the executive and the corporation, why you're there, why they brought you in, why they bring you to the table on a daily basis. Those are the types of things that we really dig deep so we can create better professional partnerships. And then for entrepreneurs and you know, private client executives, it really is about them figuring out what their brand is and how they want to be perceived and the work that they want to do and how they build a legacy. It's interesting. I just posted something on LinkedIn the other day that says, if you're not leaving a legacy, you're just leaving. Mm-hmm. So making sure that they put that brand stamp of who they are in every organization that they sit in.
Are there any examples so that our listeners can really sink their teeth into brands that we all know and that you can dissect and say, okay, this is why they do it well. This is why they have such a global brand.
I mean, you know, it's interesting when you look at imagery, even like with Coca-Cola, whenever I use it as an example, people will tell you it's red, it is strong, it is something that will keep you awake, you know? So it's like they have really fine-tuned what their messaging is, why you buy Coca-Cola. Even with water, when you look at water bottles, it's really about, okay, so they're all water, but what does the label say? How am I attracted to the particular label, or what's the consistency of the water? Because some water bottles have different consistencies, you know? And so it's really about creating not just the label, because people think it's all about how I look when I walk into the room. It is that as well, because your label is what people see first, but then it's about how you're able to articulate your messaging, what you came for. It's really the water that's in the bottle beyond the label.
Yeah. And I really like your company name, Moments of Focus. Why did you choose that name?
Because the intent of the company was to create value-based programs, projects, television, that helped people to stop and take a moment to focus no matter what the project was. So whether or not it was the Moment to Focus professional branding leadership development program, or like with our new book, Moment to Focus, which is a devotional that helps people really chime into who they are and into their purpose. Everything really is about helping people to stop and take a moment to focus.
And do you feel that you always had to focus yourself, or is it something that you had to get through where you're unfocused and lacked focus, and now you have this clarity or this desire to always have that understanding of what you most need to focus on?
Well, yeah, I'm a very literal person. I think that when you're working on anything, you have to stop yourself. You know, it's not about being perfect in your focus all the time. It's about having the ability to make sure that you can stop yourself and figure out where are we with the project? What do we need to do? And you can do this quick self-assessment when you get out of focus, because we all have moments when we get out of focus, but making sure that you have a structure and a system and people around you that will help you to stay focused on what you need to do.
Let's talk about what are some practical tools that you feel we can do each day to keep our focus, not just on our brand, but on our business and our desire to help and serve people.
I think it's really about, you know, vision and your goals and your task. You know, oftentimes I'll tell my clients, well, you know, what's your vision? You have got to identify what the vision is, and then you set very specific goals for that vision, and then you set very specific tasks to meet those goals. I mean, it's pretty simple, but at the same time, sometimes we can kind of get out of whack. So if you can look daily and say, my vision for today, this is not what I'm going to do, but this is what I'm going to accomplish, then that's the vision. This is what I'm going to accomplish. Now, how am I going to do that? These are the goals that go along with the vision. Now, who needs to help me with these tasks, or what do I need to do in order to get this done? Okay, now I have a roadmap that I can use to help accomplish what it is that I have set out to do.
Nice. So it looks like on your LinkedIn profile that it says you've been speaking for close to 10 years now. What are the main topics you talk about? Is it primarily about branding?
It really is, because it's branding and leadership development go hand in hand. So for the most part, everything that I'm talking about is leadership development, but you can't develop as a leader if you don't understand who you are. Because after a while, you will burn out if you're just doing what other people want you to do. So it's leadership development. It's discovering your brand. It's how you build your brand and build your strategic partnerships and figure out what influence you need and what influence you have. And so all of my talks really have to do with bits and pieces of leadership development that are then put together in this whole branding package. I mean, we have another program that's called Intern to VP, How to Make Your Opportunities Work for You. But in that program, and that's for young adults, and in that program, whether or not we're working at the corporate level or at the university level, it's all about branding and how you make these opportunities work for you based on who you are. Because oftentimes people tell you that it's all about who you know, but it's not about who you know, it's about who knows you. And so helping people to figure out what those strategies are, because people can, you know, you can know people, but if they don't really know who you are and how they put the greatness of who you are in their pocket, then they don't know what to do with what they have in you.
And that's why they have to hire you.
Come on over.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing some of your insights, Benisa. How can our guests connect and stay in touch with you?
Absolutely. They can reach out to our website, which is momentsoffocus.com, momentsoffocus.com, and they can book directly on there or reach out, contact us there. Or if they'd like to send a direct email, they can send that to scheduling@momentsoffocus.com. But the website will give you a very good viewpoint of services we provide, who we work with, who we've already worked with, and there are a bunch of case studies and letters of recommendation. So it's a one-stop shop, momentsoffocus.com.
Benisa, thank you so much. Have a great
day.
Thank
you. Thank you so much, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.